Thank you, James. And now a few short news items. Samaritans in Norwich are encouraging people in the city to bring others together on what has been dubbed the most difficult day of the year. Monday, January the 21st, or typically the third Monday of the month, is often known as Blue Monday. But the Samaritans hopes to banish the January blues by encouraging friends, family and workmates to have a chat over a brew. And ahead of the day, which they have now nicknamed Brew Monday, Samaritans volunteers are asking people in Norwich to sign up for a free fundraising pack to hold an event at their workplace. Cafes, hair salons, office break rooms, it can be used anywhere people can talk over a cup of tea and a biscuit. You can sign up for a free Brew Monday pack at samaritans.org.brewmonday. For more information on how you or your business can get involved, contact Katrin on projects@norwichsams.org.uk.
Two kittens have been found dumped in a wheelie bin by a woman putting out her rubbish. The kittens, which are believed to be 5 months old, were found in the bin on Wilby Road in Norwich earlier this week. Paige Burnham, an RSPCA animal collection officer, believes the pair were left there deliberately. "I think it's too much of a coincidence for two cats to be in a bin together. They must have been placed there deliberately," she said. "I've no idea why someone would want to do this to these cats, as they're lovely and would make great pets. If anyone does have any information about these cats, they can ring the RSPCA Inspectorate Appeal Line on 0300 123 8018. The pair do not have microchips but were found in good condition, and they're now recovering in the care of the RSPCA Norwich and Mid Norfolk branch, and they've been named Biffa and Veolia."
It was the perfect Thursday for aspiring musicians in the city, as Access Creative College alumni and patron Ed Sheeran visited its Norwich Centre in Magdalen Street. Ed, who grew up in Framlingham, Suffolk, surprised students during their afternoon classes and treated them to a question and answer session and meet and greet. The students at the college, which provides college and degree courses in music performance and technology, were delighted to meet the megastar. Ed honed his singing and songwriting skills on the artist development course in London and discussed how he decided to do the course, as he didn't want to do anything else apart from music and was not interested in A-levels. Ian Johnson, head of artist development at Access Creative College, said, "I have known him since he was 16, and I knew he had lots to tell the young people, and I think the event has been incredible. It's been a hard job keeping it secret." The songwriter also has strong links to Norwich, and in his rise to success performed in venues across the city, including Norwich Arts Centre, the Waterfront and the Brickmakers Pub, for the semi-final of the Next Big Thing competition in 2008. Ed is embarking on a world tour in 2019, which ends with four sold-out dates in Ipswich's Chantry Park, and he said he cannot wait to return to his home county. His hit single, Castle on the Hill, was inspired by childhood trips to Framlingham Castle, which he described as a love song for Suffolk.
Is this a case of elf and safety gone mad? Hoveton Parish Council has unveiled its festive display in the village. However, while its Christmas tree does feature traditional lights and a star on top, two other decorations have caught the eye: blue guide ropes and yellow and black safety tape. The parish council said that the tree close to the Hotel Wroxham needed the measures for health and safety reasons. Parish Council Vice Chairman Peter Howe said, "We wanted to put up a Christmas tree for people in the village to enjoy, but simply put, we had to tie it down as a safety measure. The tree is potted, and the last thing we would want is it for it to fall down and hurt somebody. Mr. Howe added that while it was not a specific instruction from insurers, the decision had been made to err on the side of caution. He added, "I do not think any of the safety measures detract from the fact that it is still a Christmas tree and people can enjoy it."
That's all on this part of Chatterbox. So it's goodbye from
Alison Applin
and Don Cleaver. Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news, and a feature about a Norwich man who was an infamous murderer.